From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump spoke to a rally on the eastern Florida coast on Saturday, continuing a line of attacks against the news media. In front of several thousand cheering supporters, Trump began his speech by attacking media outlets whom he said were out of control.
We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe. We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices.
Trump has ramped up his anti-press rhetoric over the past few days as information leaks roiled his White House and led to the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That came after leaked documents were published showing that Flynn misled members of the Trump administration about contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. The president then spent nearly an hour talking about many of the same themes he used in his campaign, including building a border wall with Mexico, increasing the size of the U.S. military, bringing jobs back to the United States, and keeping the country safe. U.S. Senator John McCain said that President Trump's ongoing war with the news media is reminiscent of how dictators got started. In an interview with the NBC News show Meet the Press, the Arizona Republican said, looking at history, the first thing dictators do is shut down a free press. McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, added that he is not calling the president a dictator, but he said Americans need to learn the lessons of history. The 80-year-old Republican and 2008 presidential candidate was responding to several tweets by Trump this week, including one Friday in which the president called several media outlets the enemies of the American people.